The Leader's Guide to Radical Management, Reinventing the Workplace for the 21st Century. Written by Stephen Denning. Narrated by Norman Dietz. Preface. Remarkably, the return on assets for U.S. firms has steadily fallen to almost one quarter of 1965 levels. Very few workers, 20%, are passionate about their jobs. Executive turnover is increasing. Consumers are becoming less loyal to brands. The rate at which big companies lose their leadership positions is increasing. Deloitte Center for the Edge. Total Attorneys is a rapidly growing Chicago-based company that provides services and software to small law firms. As a startup in 2002, it was highly energized. Work was done on the fly. New products were developed. New markets opened. And new customers were identified. But as the firm grew, so did bureaucracy. Departments were formed. Processes and structures were put in place. Work slowed down. And the staff morale deteriorated. In some cases, Total Attorneys moved so slowly that by the time its software was completed, the client wanted something different. By 2008, with around 160 employees, Total Attorneys was still making money, but it had gone from being an exciting place to work to a bureaucratic logjam. Up to this point, Total Attorneys was a depressingly familiar story. But Total Attorneys CEO Ed Scanlon began asking himself, why were we able to get more done in 45 days with three guys than I had just accomplished in the last 6 months with several departments? Why are our tires stuck in the mud? So Scanlon decided to change the story and recapture some of the startup energy and excitement. He replaced departmental silos with small, cross-functional teams that themselves decided how to do the work and even how much work to do. Teams began working in cycles, implementing a prioritized series of tasks that reflected what clients wanted to see developed. At the end of each cycle, the work was demonstrated to clients, and their feedback was incorporated in the next cycle. In this way, the work was always focused on tasks of high priority to clients. Scanlon started the approach with the software developers, but it was so successful there that he soon extended it to the call centers. For instance, the 80...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?